which is why this year, 2025, I'm going to reveal a lot of things, which I only understood now. That's why I was getting that book then.
Okay.
It was these things that I'm going to reveal today. You know, Christians really, really want to persecute me. They really, really want to stone me now. People have rejected me, friends, no one. I have no one right now because of the nature of this message that I carry.
Oh.
So right now, as we are sending out messages, Christians are saying there's no such a thing. So God will end up, God is right now, he told me that I have until month end to gather the church. If they don't listen, I have to focus on the unbeliever.
When you say this the last minute, you are saying that in September, it's over.
I'm telling you. I'm going to prove to you in so many ways. In so many ways.
So do you have a date or is this just the month?
I have a date.
When is the end of the world?
It's the sin that's going to cause people to not be raptured is unbelief.
Hola there, Sand fam. Welcome to yet another episode of I've Been Through the Most podcast right here on Sand Twins TV with your host, myself, Millicent, and my twin sister, Innocent. And of course, each week, we are honored to have a guest come share their story, their testimony, and of course, new revelations. And, you know, with a trending topic that has been in people's mouth, okay? Listen, it's an international
conversation.
It's not even a trend. I mean, the internet has gone wild when it comes to anything related to rapture.
Because people want to know what's going to happen next.
Yes.
How it's going to happen. And the conversation of rapture has become one of those, you know, underground conversations. And now it has come up to the surface, and now more than ever, people are curious. People are hungry for information. There are different prophets coming up, people coming up with calculation. I mean, our emails are going crazy. Let me just tell you, not everybody wants to sit on the hot seat to come and tell their either confirmation or agreement or disagreement.
But we do get emails.
But we do get a lot of emails. And today our guest is here to share his story, and he wants to prove and confirm that rapture will be happening at a particular time and date. Welcome to the show.
All right. No, thank you so much. Thank you. I'd like to greet you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And also the viewers at home. Yes, indeed, I'm here to confirm what the Lord is saying in this hour.
Maybe first just introduce yourself to our audience, who you are, where you're from, a background story of where you grew up, you know, before all of these revelations came. Who were you?
My name's Sizwe Christ. My middle name is Ephraim, which is very, very critical for my presentation for today. Yes, I'm from Letabile, Brit. That's where I grew up. I grew up under in a household of two parents, but then later they separated, unfortunately. And that's when I met the Lord. Out of all the children at home, I'm the only one who decided I'm not going to take any side. I'm not going to stay with my mom or my dad. Yes, so I stayed with my with the relatives.
You know, you don't want to choose.
I didn't want to be now. Okay. So, which I believe it was all the plan of God. So, and then I met her. I later met the Lord during lunch break. There's this school I was attending when I was staying with relatives. So I could always hear that they are singing, they are praying there. And then I was wondering what's happening there. And because, you know, there was no longer money, I no longer had lunch money. I decided, let me just go and find out what's happening there. Because I was bored. It was
They were having services during break,
yes,
like
please.
ACM vibes.
Yeah, LCM. So when I joined in, I found that they are preaching there. And I started preaching. That's when the calling of God started manifesting. And then I went to this church called Pure Gospel. That's where I started preaching even on Sundays. I was 14 years old. And then I met this man of God, Dr. Mackenzie, Apostle Mackenzie, and then he confirmed the call of God over my life, told me that, you know, I see a prophetic grace over your life. You are going to do a lot of great things for God, and of which, you know, they have been fulfilled, and more is yet to come right now in the remaining few weeks. So, yeah, that's just pretty much what happened in my life. And then one day I saw a vision. I used to pray a lot, you know. In high school, I used to pray for learners, and they would fall under the power of God. You know, strange things were happening. God was just moving in a mighty way. one day I was sitting in my room, I would pray a lot, and I saw my curtains opening, right? There was a very strong wind that came.
Yeah.
And then it turned the pages of my Bible to Isaiah 61, which says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he's anointed me to preach the gospel and all those things. So that is when actually my eyes were open. So when I saw that Spirit, the Holy Spirit, it was the opening of my spiritual eyes. That's how my prophetic grace began. I started seeing names, numbers, you know, people's backgrounds and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty much it.
Amazing.
That, you know, every time I hear about all these gifts of the Spirit, you know, because we hear it so much, it almost sounds normal. But I mean, it's absolutely incredible how, you know, one day you'd wake up and God says, I want to use you, and your spiritual eyes open.
Yeah.
It completely changes the... your life,
yeah,
you know.
I
mean, imagine if now when you see somebody, you don't just see the physical being, but you're seeing prophetically their lives. Yeah. It
God reveals mysteries.
Yeah. And it's not a normal life anymore.
Yeah, sure.
I don't think people understand.
It's supernatural.
People don't understand.
Yeah.
This is why, you know, Jesus has been telling me a lot lately. Right now, the Lord, our Lord, has been rebuking. He has been telling me to put this message out there, which is why I thank God for this channel.
Yeah.
I have to tell this to pastors. Mm-hmm. Jesus is asking, who told you that I no longer have prophets? Because many pastors right now, they are saying, I only believe in the word of God. I don't believe in the prophetic. We don't have the prophetic in our church.
Sure.
We don't have miracles. We only believe strictly in the word.
Sure.
Jesus is asking, where do you take that? Because even the way that you are talking, even the way that you are talking about,
speaks fivefold ministry.
You understand?
Yeah.
Was written by prophets.
Come on, yes.
You look at Moses. Moses wrote Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. How was he able to write all those five books without traveling? His spirit had to travel from as far as creation. When God created, he had to see the entire process. He was not there when creation was happening. But he had to travel as a prophet, because prophets travel in the spirit.
Yeah.
By the way, God also showed me a vision recently of how he created, of creation.
Oh.
Yeah, I saw God sitting on a chair. I think I'll talk about it some other time. I don't know if you
can. I was so interested.
Yeah. Okay, I'll keep some information to myself
because
I'm not so sure if really did. You understand? Yeah. But I saw God sitting on a chair. It's like a throne, but it was a chair. He was alone, all by himself.
Yeah.
And I saw darkness all around him. There was nothing. There was space, nothing.
Yes.
There was nothing. It was only God. And then I saw him doing like this, right? And then they came out a ball, right? When that ball came out, he put it somewhere there. And then when he put it there, I saw suddenly two chairs.
Yeah.
Thrones, rather.
Okay.
There was a throne on his right and a throne on his left.
Mm.
And this on this throne, I heard the Lord say, this is the word. Right? This is the word.
Yeah.
And this is the spirit. So they were not referred to as Jesus or the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
The word and the spirit.
Okay.
So I saw how God said, let there be light. And then I was made to understand that when he said, let there be light, he was speaking the word. That's why John 1 verse 1, in the beginning was the word, the word was with God, and the word was God. And everything that was made through him. There was nothing that was made without him. So that's how everything was made. It was made by the word who was sitting on the right. So I then saw God parting the... Okay, after God put that ball there, it was covered in water, right? And I saw the hand of God parting the waters. I saw waters being lifted, suspended from the earth.
Yeah.
And I saw it becoming the sky. Right? So the sky that you see now.
Blue.
Yeah, it was water.
God
separated that. And I saw the Spirit of God hovering upon that. And then I also saw a garden. I saw a garden then, and I saw something that looked like a dinosaur. Right? And I saw the waters there. I saw beautiful garden. I saw
animals
there, you know. I saw a lot of things there.
The Garden of Eden.
You understand? Then I saw God making the first man. Right?
Sure.
I saw this. It was very, very, very tiny in the hand of God. Very big hand of God. And then I saw God kissing this creature that was in the hand of God. And when he was kissing that, It was as if he was kissing me. Mm. I felt love that God's I've never felt in my entire life. So he kissed that, and then also, there's a lot that I saw. I just want to cut it short.
Yeah.
But then I also saw how the devil fell, right? The fall of Satan.
Oh.
Yeah. I saw that throne again, and then the word on the right, the spirit on the left.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw Satan, a very, 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 very beautiful creature. Mm-hmm. I've never seen a creature like that in my entire life. Mm-hmm. Very, very beautiful, and he was walking towards the throne. But the way he was walking was not walking on feet.
Mm-mm-mm.
He was floating.
Okay.
Right? He was wearing a garment, white garment, and he was floating towards the throne. Mm-hmm. And as he was floating towards the throne, I could hear what was in his thoughts. Right?
Okay.
In his thoughts was, I'm going to bring God down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to dethrone God. I want to sit on his throne.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw him walking towards the throne. As he was, he wanted to go behind the throne of God and then push God down and take the throne. So as he was about to move towards the back of the throne, I saw Angel Michael, right? It was as if God transferred his thought to Michael.
Okay.
Because in heaven, we don't talk with our mouth.
Yeah.
We communicate telepathically.
Yeah.
You understand? So God transferred his thoughts to Michael. Michael moved very swiftly at the speed of light to Lucifer, right? He took Lucifer, there was war, they fought. It didn't take long. That fight didn't take long. I saw him taking Lucifer and throwing him very hard to the ground. And he fell in the center of the earth.
Yep.
I was made to understand that this is the center of the earth.
Yeah.
The way he fell, he created a very, very huge hole in the center of the earth.
Yo.
Right? Immediately I had to say, this has to be, I have to confirm this. I searched and I saw that there's a place here on earth.
Yeah.
There's a center here on earth.
It's lava.
Yeah, there's lava there.
Mm. Yeah,
you know, they are believing that that's where hell is. You know, I believe
hectic.
That way.
Sure.
So
interesting, because we had this conversation
in
earlier.
The car. Yeah.
Is it? Wow. Yeah. You see, God is confirming me. Sure. By the way, have you noticed that we are wearing the same theme?
Yeah.
Well, look at that.
Yeah. No, so we're having a conversation because Master was saying God didn't create hell.
Yeah.
It says because the Bible says God created the heavens
and
earth.
The earth. Uh-huh.
So we're
and
trying
only
to
only at the fall
of Lucifer, that's when hell was created because he needed to be placed, and I even said that he threw him to earth.
Yeah,
you know, so it's just so interesting that now I'm getting like a picture of how it unfolded. Anyway, this is not what the episode is about. We came
here to talk about, you know, the confirmation that you received.
I think that's
so
just
the trending podcast, I would say, of Mrs. Joshua.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
That has honestly broken the internet.
Is that how they say it?
Yes.
When you break the internet.
Yeah.
About rapture happening in September 2025.
Yeah.
So you watching that, you were like, that's
concur.
This is
you
it.
Conquer. Yeah. This is it. This is correct.
Yeah.
And why do you conquer?
I actually have a lot of reasons.
Okay.
Which I'm going to make a presentation on.
Okay.
I'm bringing scriptures.
Yes.
I'm going to use a lot of things. We need to shoot many episodes for this.
Yeah.
Because God is so intentional. God doesn't just move haphazardly or randomly.
Mm.
God uses patterns.
Mm-hmm.
God uses numbers.
Mm-hmm.
God uses dates. God uses names of people, names of places. Many Christians don't actually know that when Jesus came here on earth, he was here to fulfill scripture.
Mm.
Every move he was doing, he was confirming scripture. Every word he was saying was confirming scripture. Every place he went, he was confirming scripture.
Mm.
Everything that was prophesied about Jesus in the Old Testament, when he came, finally came, he was coming to fulfill scripture.
Okay.
Every person he met was written about. Every person he spoke about was written about. Every word he was saying was written about. You understand?
Yeah.
So he was not just moving randomly. So God's things are not random.
Yo.
God's things are planned. God's things are... You know, there's a structure for God's things. God is structured. God is very orderly. God doesn't just move randomly.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. So to answer you, I don't even know where to begin. There's a lot that God has been downloading in my spirit.
Mm.
So this one time, I think it was 2021 or 2022. I'm not so sure. I was at home in Free State. I was in a 3 days fasting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was not eating anything. I don't remember if I drank anything. I was praying. And then there's an angel that entered the room, right? Mm. Very, very, very tall. His hip, like, was on the roof.
Yo.
That's how enormous he was.
Yeah, that's
so he had to come down to me, to my level. Mm. And then I remember that he had no mouth, right?
Okay.
I didn't see a mouth. Mm. And then he communicated to me telepathically, like I told mm-hmm. you. So he just stood in front of me. And then the Holy Spirit inside of me, because the Holy Spirit works with angels. So the angel just stood in front of me. Then the Holy Spirit told me, put your hands like this.
Okay.
So I put my hands like this. And then a set of keys
yeah.
was put in my hands. Mm. Right? I saw keys being put in my hands. And then a very, very big book, this size, mm-hmm. with torn pages.
Yeah.
Have you seen a Bible when you have used it for too long?
Yes.
How it beca- yeah. I saw that book placed in my hands. And then the Holy Spirit, when I was about to ask, once in the spirit, once you're about to ask,
the question,
the answer is already here. Yeah. So I wanted to ask, what is this? Then the Holy Spirit said, these keys are wena, sizwe. Whatever you are going to open on earth will be opened. Whatever you are binding on earth will be bound. And then, okay, what about the book? He said, this book carries ancient mysteries.
Hey.
You will know things that people don't know. Sure. When you speak, it shall be like you're a very old person because of the things that you are going to reveal. Which is why this year, 2025, I'm going to reveal a lot of things which I only understood now. That's why I was getting that book then.
Okay.
It was these things that I'm going to reveal today. Yeah. You understand?
So you've been knowing it.
Yeah, I've been knowing that one day I'm going
but
to say.
The timing, yeah.
I didn't know when or what, yeah. So now this is the time to finally reveal the things I know. Mm-hmm. I'm not here to please anyone. I'm not here to be loved. I'm not here. You know, Christians really, really want to persecute me. They really, really want to stone me now. Even right now, if you go through my Facebook. Yeah, if you go through my Facebook, Christians are so hostile towards me.
What?
Families, people have rejected me. Friends, no one. I have no one right now because of the nature of this message that I carry.
Oh.
I feel like Noah right now. You know, I'm saying things that even I myself, I wonder, where do I get? Is it really true, these things?
Yeah.
That's what people don't know about cold people. People who are really cold. It's not like they wake up and they're like, yeah, I have a cold. You wonder, Mara.
Yo, you even question.
Is this really real? Yeah. Am I hearing right? Or you understand? So that's how it's happening. So I don't want to waste any more time.
Yeah,
I
want to
get
ahead.
into the issue.
Yes.
So, because today it's more about introducing myself,
yeah.
I'm going to also introduce even my names, right? I'm going to show you mysteries in my names.
Yeah.
Because the Holy Spirit was downloading a lot of information to me, even about my names, my date of birth, my house number, all those things. It is not random.
So everything is linked.
So this is why Jesus had to be Jesus.
Mm.
It's not just a name picked somewhere. Mm. Abraham had to be Abraham. Isaac had to be Isaac. Jacob had to be Jacob.
Yeah.
Everyone, their names, Innocent and Millicent, you have to be like that. You understand what I'm saying? Mm. So every name has a meaning. There's no random name. There's no random anything. And everything, according to God, has to have a purpose.
Okay.
You understand? So my names have a purpose. I only understood that this year. I have always known that Sizwe is about nation, but I didn't know how.
Okay.
Because Sizwe in English means nation.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm going to write here Sizwe, and then Ephraim. Because even this Ephraim name, I didn't know. I didn't really like it.
Don't you all have a name that if you have three names, there's one where you're like, what was my parents' name?
Thank you. You understand?
Yeah.
So this Caesar is the nation. Caesar is the nation.
Mm-hmm.
Ephraim means of fruitfulness. Mm-hmm. The name Ephraim means fruitfulness, right?
Okay.
Not just fruitfulness, but double fruitfulness.
Oh.
Yeah, fruitfulness. And then Christ, okay, of course. Okay, so the nation of fruitfulness is Christ. Is Christ. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So the nation of fruitfulness. So behind my names.
Okay, the nation.
All right.
Yeah. Can you see it on that camera?
Yeah.
Or on this one? Okay, cool.
All right.
Okay.
So my names, Kerry, there's a code behind my names.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah. The nation of fruitfulness mm-hmm. is graced.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay.
So, okay. Yeah. The nation of fruitfulness is graced.
Mm-hmm.
So, remember that I said Ephraim means double fruitfulness.
Yes.
So, 7-7 is double, right? Double yeah. fruitfulness. All right. I'll get more into details about
yeah,
this.
Okay.
Now, there's a scripture in... Okay, let me just turn this scripture. So, what does this say? Is Jesus here? It's John 15,
mm-hmm.
verse 1 to 3, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, John 15, verse 1 to 3. Jesus is saying, I am the vine.
Yes.
And you are the branches.
Yes.
And every branch that doesn't produce fruit is cut off.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And then the branch that produces fruit,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
The Father, okay, Jesus says, I am the vine.
Yes.
You are the branches.
Yes.
My Father is the gardener,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm.
And every branch that doesn't produce fruit mm-hmm. is cut off,
yeah.
right?
Mm.
And the one that produces fruit will be pruned so that it can produce more fruit.
Yeah.
More fruit.
Yes, more. Yeah. The multiple.
More fruit, double yes. fruitfulness. Remember, Ephraim.
Yeah. Yes. Ne?
Double fruitfulness.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you go to verse 3, then Jesus says, you are already clean, because of the ways that I spoke to you.
Mm-hmm.
So here, what is Jesus talking about here? He's talking about the Gentiles and the Jews, mm-hmm. right?
Mm.
So there are two nations here. The Jews are the believers of God, are people who believe in God,
yes.
but they deny Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you see Jews in the Bible, you must know that they are believers of God. They are people who believe in God,
yes.
but they don't like believe Jesus. In Jesus.
Jesus yeah. okay.
They don't believe in the Son.
Mm-hmm.
They don't believe in the cross. They don't believe in any of that,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Gentiles are unbelievers. They don't believe in anything totally.
Yeah.
Right? So Jews, remember that. Keep that in mind. Jews yeah. believe in God,
but they don't
the Father, not the
yeah.
Son, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Gentiles,
don't believe.
Unbelievers. They don't
yeah.
believe anything. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So now Ephraim is when Jesus came down here, he came to die for Jews and Gentiles. That's why he said he came to his own, but his own received him. He received, mm. received him not.
Mm.
Because they believe in the Father, mm. and Jesus as a Jew, Jesus is a Jew.
Yes.
He believes in the Father, mm-hmm. in the Father as well.
Yes.
So he came to his own who believe in the Father,
own,
but
yeah.
they rejected him. They received him not.
Yes.
They didn't believe in him. In fact, it is the Jews that crucified him.
Mm. Mm.
You understand?
His own. Mm.
Yeah. So this is why Christians today have become Jews.
Mm.
You understand?
Yeah.
So, hey, I have a lot. I have a lot of things to. I don't, all right. So. The Jews today, the sin that's going to cause people to not be raptured
mm-hmm.
is unbelief. They don't believe that Jesus is coming.
Mm,
you understand?
Yeah.
So because of that, they've become Jews. So oh, Ephraim...
Like they don't believe that he's coming or they don't believe that he's Lord?
They believe that he's Lord, okay. but they don't believe that he's coming right now.
Oh.
So not believing that he's coming is
a serious sin.
Really?
It's a serious sin. This is why many, many Christians, this is why if you can go anywhere on the internet,
yeah.
many people, if you can get their testimonies, they're saying, I saw many Christians left behind.
Mm.
I saw in a church of 10,000, maybe 10, only 10 are taken. In a church of 5,000, only 2, 3 are taken.
Because they Others didn't believe in the return of Jesus Christ.
In the return
Christ.
Of Jesus Christ.
Okay.
So this is why Jesus is sending all kinds of warnings
mm.
so that we can believe in him.
Yeah.
Right now, Jesus Christ is weeping every minute. That I'm mm. coming to my people,
yeah.
but they don't believe. So the mm. sin of unbelief will cause many to remain behind. Mm. So but let me not lose the plot. Let me just
yes.
move
yeah.
step
yeah.
by
yeah.
step. So I was still on my names here.
Mm-hmm.
Caesar Ephraim graced.
Mm-hmm.
So the nation of fruitfulness is graced.
Mm.
So the nation that doesn't produce fruit, which is the Jews,
mm-hmm.
the Lord will cut them off.
Yeah.
Right? And then grace, the nation of... Okay, there was a time in Israel, in the Bible,
mm.
where Ephraim is the son of Joshua.
Yes.
Right? He led Israel. He was the leader of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
So because of him being the leader of Israel, Israel prospered under his hand.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So they were double fruitful, the Israelites, because
yeah.
of him.
Yeah.
You understand? So you'll understand this as I'm explaining further. So, remember that the unfruitful one, the Jews,
mm-hmm.
are cut.
Yes.
And then the fruitful ones, even if they are not really saved,
mm-hmm.
but they will be pruned.
Yeah.
so that they become more fruitful.
Yes.
The unfruitful ones, the Gentiles.
Yeah.
So the whole Bible is about the salvation plan, the redemption plan of God, to bring in the Gentiles who don't deserve, right? To bring them in. You'll understand. I'll use types and shadows. You'll see that in the days of Noah, God tried to gather the children, his children, tried to bring them, come in. They all rejected.
Yes.
Until God said, nah, gather the animals. Those animals represented Gentiles. It was types and shadows to represent what's going to come during rapture.
Yo.
So right now, as we are sending out messages, Christians are saying there's no such a thing. So God will end up, God is right now, he told me that I have until month end to gather the church. If they don't listen, I have to focus on the unbelievers. I have to preach to the unbelievers only.
Woo.
You understand what I'm saying? Because Christians are saying, no, there's no such a thing. The same way that Noah, was gathering the people, they all denied. Until now, he started gathering the animals and his family.
So because people rejected, he went for animals.
Yeah.
So now if the believers are rejecting, you're going to go for unbelievers.
Unbelievers now.
So then, which means what happened with the ark, right, was that a picture of rapture. Basically.
Yeah.
So that was the purpose of it. It was to create, it's like people will be left behind.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah, people will be left behind. Especially the Christians, the believers who believe. But because of their sin of unbelief, at that moment when Jesus comes, he will know this one is believing that I am coming. That's why he gave a parable of a marriage to say that one time there's going to be a marriage, people are invited and they reject.
Yes.
They reject the invitation. And so because of that, one will go to the streets and invite everyone else. That was also the picture of
the rapture again. As well. Yeah.
To the Noah Ark again. To say, the Christians will be invited, they reject, then we go to the street. The 10 virgins
were invited to the marriage. Like 10 virgins.
10 virgins, you understand?
So waiting for the bridegroom. We're waiting for the,
it's Matthew 25.
Yes.
Yeah, it's Matthew 25. The 10 virgins, 5 of them, they were prepared with
some
their lamps.
They were oiled. 5 were not.
Mm-hmm. 5 were not. And the marriage came, and actually Jesus says, the groom delayed. And because the groom delayed, when the groom came, they were sleeping. The other 5 virgins were sleeping.
Yeah.
So when the groom came, he came when others were sleeping. So the 5 that were wise were now ready. And that's why the groom will shut the door. Sure. He will shut the door. And this 5...
So that's sleeping. Rapture again.
That's rapture again. You understand? So... Yeah, so if you go to Galatians 5, from verse 22, talks about the fruits of the Spirit, right?
Mm.
The fruits of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, gentleness, kindness, self-control, and all those things.
Mm.
So remember, again, fruits.
Yeah.
The fruits. Mm. Fruits. So those that are not showing fruits are cut off. And those that are showing fruit, even if they're not born again, but because they have the fruit, they are going to be pruned. They are going to be perfected.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So unbelievers, let's be honest. Unbelievers right
but
now.
But how can unbelievers be more favored because they have the fruit of the Spirit more than people who have accepted Christ? Because according to the word, it's like if you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, you'd be saved.
Mm-hmm.
So how can they skip their queue like that?
Yeah, and that's God's redemption plan.
Mm.
The people that's why we
so
are coming
the fruit
out.
Without accepting Christ, you can
become graced.
Okay.
You become graced. That's where grace is coming from. Okay. By grace,
you
are now adopted. Now by grace, you are now ushered into the ark. Because of you are showing the fruit, but you don't have a savior. You who were once alienated through grace are now accepted by the blood of Jesus. So now you'll find that unbelievers are now entering at the last minute in the ark because they are showing fruit. But now because they are showing fruit but they don't have the Savior, a Savior comes and he prunes them. He perfects them.
Okay.
Now they enter at the very last minute. The same way in the book of, in the Ark of Noah, they entered the animals at the last minute. You understand? The groom, the five remained. The wedding feast, people were the rightful people were supposed to enter the wedding. They rejected. Now they went to the streets. Now they you understand? By grace. You understand? By grace. Under the leadership of Ephraim. So the Lord told me that go everywhere and look for Gentiles. Bring them in. And I tell you what, wherever I'm going, when I'm preaching to unbelievers, they're not arguing anymore. Let's be honest. If we preach the gospel, who has always been arguing? Unbelievers. Because they don't believe. Right?
Yeah.
All these years, when you preach to unbelievers, they say, I don't tell. But right now, I'm telling you, wherever I go, when I'm telling unbelievers, Jesus is coming. It's as if God has prepared them already.
Really?
They are believing. Go through my TikTok, please. There's no unbelievers denying anything. They're all saying, I believe you. So I'm seeing that God is gathering.
Okay, Gentiles.
Yeah, the Ephraimites.
Yeah.
Because of the leadership of Ephraim. You understand? So because of my leadership, I'm now gathering the Gentiles because this is the last minute. I'm gathering the animals.
So when you say this is the last minute, you are saying that in September, it's over.
I'm telling you. I'm going to prove to you in so many ways.
You have a date or is this just the month?
I have a date.
When is the end of the world?
Yeah. Between the 23rd and 24th, if you go to Leviticus chapter 23, also be careful, it's chapter 23. I told you that God is not, it's not random. When you go to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning, 1 is the number of beginning. You know, so verse 2, they are not. Chapter 1, verse 26. That's where God
is obsessed with numbers, you know, numbers, colors, shapes, types, everything says something. You know, you are prophetic. That's what I'm saying. Once your eyes open in that way, when you talk, people will be like, huh? But because, like, we know a lot of prophets, like, I get it, but I'm sure some people are listening, like,
yeah, this one is crazy.
Stop it. They feel like it's too much, but I know prophetically, everything means something.
Sure.
So to you, when you see numbers, you see a message. You see colors, you see a message.
Yeah.
A day of the week, you see a message. You see a month, you see a message.
Let's go to Leviticus.
Yeah, this is why Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, that's where God said, let us make man in our own image. Because 6 is the number of men. You understand?
Yeah.
So, Galatians chapter 5, verse 25, verse 22. Oh, we already passed there.
Yeah.
Okay, I lost the... I don't know.
Yeah, so you're speaking about Leviticus, right?
Leviticus 23.
To the date 23rd, 24th.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So Leviticus 23 it speaks about the seven feasts of the Lord.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's also what I want to talk about later. Please remind me.
Yeah. Okay.
To talk about the seven feasts of the Lord.
Yeah.
So Christians are really arguing, but they don't really know these things. They are just arguing, but they don't know these things. There are seven feasts of the Lord, which are fulfilled. Which were written in Leviticus 23.
Yeah.
And when Jesus came, remember what I said earlier?
Mm.
Jesus, when he came, he didn't just come to just walk around on earth like a person who's bored, doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
Listen, before you were created, God created your purpose first.
Yeah.
And then he made you for the purpose. He didn't create you, and then now he's wondering, what can she do? What can
you send? Yeah, because he says, I know the plans that I have for you.
Yeah.
So he knows it. He's not creating it
as
you're walking around on earth. He already knows the plans.
You are actually here because of the purpose.
Because of the purpose, yes. Yeah.
The purpose was there first, then it's you.
Then you were formed.
Just come to fulfill.
In fact, the purpose is older than you. Yeah, you come here to fulfill.
Sure.
It's older than you, so you have to catch up with the purpose.
Mm.
You understand? So Jesus, when he was here, he was not just walking. Guys, I'm sorry. I know I'm all over the place.
It's okay.
Yeah.
We'll catch you.
Yeah. Okay. Where was I?
Leviticus
23. Leviticus 23. Yeah, it speaks about the seven feasts of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that God is hiding a date there, Leviticus 23. Mm. When you go to Matthew, you'll realize that it's actually 24 and 25 chapters.
Mm.
Only chapter 24 and 25, where Jesus is talking about the rapture.
Mm. Oh.
So you'll see that maybe it's 23rd of Leviticus or 24th. Of 2025. You understand? That's also a thing there.
It's a code.
Okay.
So is that now the Feast of Trumpets?
The Feast of Trumpets.
Mm. Okay.
The Feast of Trumpets. So Matthew 7 verse 19 says that every tree that doesn't bear fruit is cut down and thrown into fire. Mm-hmm. Every tree that does not bear fruit is cut down and thrown into fire. Mm. So this is why many, many Christians will go to hell, because they are not bearing fruit. Right now, what God will be looking for is His Son in us. God will be looking for His Son in us, and He'll be looking for the fruit of the Spirit. Yes, you are born again, but where are the fruits of the Spirit? Where is your love? Are you loving? Did you love people? Did you love your neighbor?
Are you kind?
Are you kind? Mm. That's why the Bible says there are 10 commandments, right? So because of the letter killeth, but grace and truth came through Christ Jesus. Mm. The letter killeth. So because of the letter, because of the laws of Moses, we are all deserving to die. Because you know what the laws say? Mm. If you break any of them, you've broken all of them. So you can't keep, you can't keep all nine and break one.
Yeah.
The 10 commandments, if you have if you have to obey the commandments, you have to obey all of them.
All of them,
so because of that, we were dying.
Yes.
So this is why they brought the woman to Jesus to say, we found her in prostitution, this one. And the letter says she must be stoned.
Yeah.
That's why Jesus said, okay, is there anyone among you who is without sin?
Sin. Exactly.
Let him be the first one.
Cast the stone. Yeah. Yes.
So they were walking under the law of Moses.
Of Moses. They were not wrong.
They were not wrong.
But after Jesus, we're now under the law of Jesus Christ.
We are not,
where
we're
there's grace.
Grace now. Yes. We are now under grace. Mm. Where Jesus is saying, no. I've not come here to abolish the law, but I'm here to put all the laws together.
Yes.
To form one thing. He's saying, I've given you a simple commandment. Mm-hmm. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Because if you love your neighbor as you love yourself,
you wouldn't want your neighbor to...
You're not going to steal. Yeah. You're not going to kill. You're not going to do... Which are
like
the,
doing it to yourself.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So all the ten commandments are saying, do not steal, do not kill, do not commit this. So if you love adultery, all this. So if you love your neighbor as yourself, you have kept all 10. So this is why God will be looking at you and saying, where is love in you? Where is the commandment that I gave you?
The most important.
Yeah. The most important one. You didn't love, so away from me. So that's why the Bible says, not all who say, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom.
Oh, yes.
It shows you that even Christians will go to hell.
Yeah.
People just think, because I have Christ in me, automatically by default, I'm going to heaven. It's not how it works.
And it says, and the Bible doesn't say you will know them from what they say. It says you'll know them by their fruits.
By their fruits.
So, and for me, like most of the time, people will talk and they say they're born again, but there's so much hate. And you just see from what they produce, and I'm just like, but this doesn't add up.
You understand what I'm saying?
Because your fruits say something different from what you are saying.
True. So, I wanna talk about Ephraim a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Because today, remember, we are just focused on, I'm here to introduce myself.
Yeah.
And then I'll get more into more details as I come.
Yeah.
You know, for more podcasts. Mm. But I'm going to talk more about Ephraim. So Ephraim was actually, the son of Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
And don't you find it strange that the guy who came to introduce the date before me is actually Joseph, brother Joseph. Joseph was actually the son of... Ephraim was the son of Joseph.
Because he spoke about his name
as well.
Is it?
Explain a little bit about the history of his name and how it has meaning to this time specifically.
Yeah.
So he did get into that. Yeah. So he didn't want to focus too much on it because he didn't want it to take away from the message itself. But he spoke about that and how, you know, when he was born and some of the prophecies that were said, right, by his mom, and how I guess he was born, something like that. He touched on it a bit.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So Ephraim...
So somehow you are linked because you are sent to give a message. You don't know him personally?
I've never met him.
Spoken to him?
Nothing.
Wow.
Even in the spirit, nothing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, but Jacob, right,
mm-hmm.
begets Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph begets Ephraim. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ephraim and Manasseh. Okay, Manasseh. So Joseph is the father of, Jacob is the father of Joseph.
Joseph, mm-hmm.
Joseph is the father of
Ephraim
mm-hmm. right? So now you remember that one time, I cannot really quote scriptures. You guys, you'll do your own researches. It's in the book of Genesis, I think 48. Yeah, Genesis 48 from verse 8 to 17. Genesis 48 from verse 8 to 17. You'll remember that Joseph brought his sons,
mm-hmm.
Ephraim and Manasseh
yeah.
to his father Jacob mm-hmm. to bless them,
yes.
before he dies.
Yeah.
So you'll remember that Joseph was sold by his brothers.
Yes.
And because of that, he was now later in Pharaoh's palace. And now he yeah, in prison. Mm. Ultimately, he went to the palace, mm. became a governor there, mm. and God blessed him. And then one day he reunited with his brothers, told them
they
that
couldn't recognize him.
Yeah, they That's couldn't great. Recognize him. Mm. Told him that you guys thought you were selling me, but this was all God's plan.
Sure.
For me to prosper and bring you mm. back. You're so now one day Joseph asked Pharaoh, can I please bring my father and my brothers to stay with me?
Yeah.
Then Pharaoh said, no, it's fine, bring them all here mm. to stay with you. Then they stayed together. Mm. So Joseph brings his sons, mm-hmm. Ephraim and Manasseh, mm. right? He brings them before his father, Jacob, mm-hmm. to bless them,
yeah.
right? And the Bible says, with his right hand, he took Ephraim mm. to the left of Jacob. Mm-hmm. With his right hand,
yeah.
If you are sitting like this,
yeah.
mm. and this, okay, this is
your right, left.
Yeah, this is my right and this is my left.
Mm-hmm.
He brought Ephraim mm-hmm. to the left. My right is your left.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
My left is your right. So yes. he brought Ephraim to the left of Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
He brought Manasseh to the right of Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
So that with the right hand, because it's an upper hand,
yes.
Jacob can bless Manasseh.
Okay.
Why? Because Manasseh is an older son.
Mm-hmm.
Ephraim is a younger son.
Mm-hmm.
So he has to bless
the older one
first with the right hand, with mm-hmm. an upper hand, mm-hmm. and this one. But Jacob crossed his hands.
Mm-hmm.
Jacob crossed his hands.
Mm.
Why did Jacob cross his hands? He said, okay, then Joseph said, no, father, because the Bible says the eyes of Jacob mm. were no longer so vivid. His vision was no longer vivid.
He was old, yeah.
Yeah, he was old, so mm. he couldn't see properly.
Mm.
So Joseph, the Bible says Joseph thought Jacob is making a mistake.
Mm.
And then he said, no, father.
The other way around.
Jacob said, no, my son, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Mm. I know what I'm doing. Ephraim will become greater.
Mm. Yo.
Ephraim again, the name Ephraim again,
sure.
remember?
Yeah.
Why? Because it's a typology again of the Gentiles becoming greater.
Mm, mm,
The Gentiles are becoming greater at mm. the end. The Gentiles are becoming. So all these things are a prophecy. They are a typology of what's going to be happening in the future.
Okay.
So I know what I'm doing as I'm crossing hands. Mm. I know I'm supposed to be blessing
this
the
one,
Christians.
This, yeah. Yes.
First.
Yo.
Those that have believed in Jesus first are the oldest.
Sure.
Because we have believed in Jesus first, we are the oldest,
yes.
right? And then these ones that are receiving Jesus as at the last minute are the youngest.
Mm.
But I know what I'm doing. I'm crossing my hands because this is a prophecy of what's going to be happening in the future.
The last days, yeah.
In the last days.
Soon.
Or soon, you understand?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's what happened.
Yeah.
So
I guess in this, what you're trying to explain is that
mm.
you are called, actually,
mm. Mm.
even though you didn't understand it earlier,
mm.
right?
Mm.
But now you understand that, okay,
mm.
my name actually is not a mistake,
mm-hmm.
that I am sent
mm-hmm.
to bring this message.
This message,
right? I'm connected
mm.
from a biblical perspective as well.
Yeah.
It's not a mistake that I have the revelation.
Yeah.
Of this end time message.
Yeah, true. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And also, I don't want to talk more about me
mm-hmm.
because I want to talk about the rapture itself.
Yes.
But I have to share these things because they were revealed to me so that it can make sense. Why I'm the one saying these things.
Yes.
You understand? Because Christians are crucifying me left, right, and center. Even my parents, my mother is Mary.
Mm.
Mary. And my father is he's late right now, he's Jack. But the Lord told me that he was actually supposed to be named Joseph. Because I typify Christ, right? I'm not Christ. Hey, people, I'm not Christ. I know there's a scripture that says many will
coming for you.
Yeah. Many will be saying they are Messiah. Yeah. So I'm not claiming that, please.
Yeah.
I'm just a typology of that.
So your mother's name is Mary.
Mary, yes. My father was actually supposed to be Joseph. Right? I had a vision where I traveled to even before my father was born. I actually met his father. When I was born, I never knew my grandfather. I've never seen him.
Okay.
But in my visions, I met him.
Yeah?
Yeah, I met him. And I saw that he was in a forest and he was a herbalist.
Okay.
When I asked the family, they confirmed everything to be true, that he was actually a herbalist. So I met him and the calling was supposed to come upon him. So he took it, but he took it in another way. So then it came to my father. My father, all his life, he was frustrated. He was a frustrated man until he died. God told me that the way he was, because of the calling, he didn't know that he had a calling. So now it came to me. You understand? It's a prophetic calling. So Mary and Jack, you're supposed to be Joseph. His name is supposed to be Joseph, my father. So remember also I told you about my date of birth, right?
Yeah.
7 June 1995.
Mm-hmm.
Now 7 is the number of perfection.
Perfection.
Mm-hmm. Perfection. June is the 6th month.
Yeah.
Right? 6 month. Remember what I said, the number is the number 6 is the number of men.
The man, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And then the Holy Spirit showed me this, said perfect man to be shown grace. Perfect man to be shown grace. I cannot write it fully here.
Mm.
But you see, 7 is the number of perfection. 6 is the number of men to be shown grace.
So you are called for people whom will be shown grace.
Yeah, please. Yes. So I'm not saying I'm perfect.
Yes.
But I'm the perfect candidate. That's what God is saying.
Okay.
Yes, perfect candidate to lead the people who are going to be shown grace. So do you see how all of these things?
So you are actually not called for Christians. That's why they are persecuting you?
You understand what I'm saying? That's why they are persecuting me. Okay. Even Paul in the Bible. Do you know that Paul said, I'm an apostle to the Gentiles. Paul in the Bible. He said repeatedly, yeah. I, Paul, am a...
So you're not bothered by Christians?
I'm not bothered by Christians.
Because you understand
I finally
that
understand that I'm
now.
Not called for Christians.
Okay. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
I'm called to gather the Gentiles.
Unbelievers.
Unbelievers.
Yeah.
So, but I'm
to
not...
To receive grace in the end time.
You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. But I'm not against Christians. They are my fellow brothers and sisters.
Yes.
Remember that Noah, he gathered his family also.
Okay.
Mm. Yes. Only 8 people entered. The rest were animals. The animals were actually more...
Than the people.
Than, that's what God is trying to say with all of this. He's saying Gentiles will be more than the believers.
So?
The Gentiles will go up in the rapture, will be more than the believers. I'm
how
telling you.
How did God show you rapture, right? I get the whole calculations and the coincidence on that.
Mm.
How and when did he reveal the date to you?
We're going there.
And how do you know for sure? Before we wrap up the first episode, we'll get into it in detail, right?
Yeah.
When you come back.
Yeah, sure.
But I want you then to say, so now we've established that there's a strong calling and there's
a prophetic gift
and that there is communication linked to you.
Yeah.
How did he then reveal this specific date of September and of those dates in particular?
Sure. Yeah. So remember, I spoke about Joseph earlier, right?
Yes.
I mean Jacob. So
Jacob.
Yeah. So Jacob,
The father of Joseph.
Who the father of Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
Later was named Israel. You remember in the Bible?
After that, when he fought with the angel.
After fighting with
the angel. The whole night.
Mm. God now changed. He said, I'm changing your name. You're no longer Jacob. You're going to be Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when I said Israel? Off camera. off camera, I told you that Israel is the central... is the central stage.
Yeah.
Israel, I have to write it with a red marker.
Yeah. Okay, that's okay.
Because it's one of the significant signs
of
the rapture.
Yeah. Israel is the central stage. People of God, Israel is the central stage. Don't be looking at what's happening in your village. Don't be looking at what's happening in your town. Don't be looking at what's happening in your church.
Mm.
Look at Israel. The whole Bible has interest in Israel. Israel is in the heart of God. Israel is the nation of God. You understand? So if you want to understand the times, be like the sons of Issachar. If you want to understand the times, if you want to understand what's happening right now, look at Israel. You need to look at Israel. Israel is where we base our faith of Christianity.
Yeah.
Christianity, our faith, we're basing it on Israel. We look at what's happening in Israel.
Yeah.
So what's happening in Israel? Israel, this year, has turned 77 years. 77 years. Remember double fruitfulness?
Yes.
77?
Perfection, perfection.
Perfection, perfection. So Israel this year has turned 77 years. Israel became a nation in 1948, right?
Mm-hmm.
1948, the 14th of May.
Mm-hmm.
The 14th of May, 1948, Israel became a nation. Now this year, 2025, Israel, you can calculate it yourself. Israel this year is turning 77, right? Israel this year is turning 77. These are all things that the Holy Spirit showed me.
Oh.
You understand? Israel this year is turning 77.
Mm-hmm.
Now in 2032, oh God. In 2032, Israel would have turned 84 years.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Israel in 2032 would have turned 84 years.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you take this 84 years, you minus 7 years of tribulation.
Mm-hmm.
You land at 2025. If you minus 7 years from 2032,
mm-hmm.
you land on 2025.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right? You land on 2025. Yeah.
That's where you land.
Yes.
If you remove
which is this year.
Which is this year.
Mm.
If you minus the 7 years of tribulation.
Tribulation.
Now I'm going. I don't know if you still have time for me to just do the last presentation of the prophetic timeline.
Yeah, we can do. How long is it?
I think 5 minutes, 10 minutes.
Okay, yeah, cool. Let's see.
Yeah. Because Agree, I'm answering how did I get the date?
Yes. Because for me, let's say for example it's 84, right?
Mm.
So we can maybe say 100, then you minus the 7 years.
Mm.
Like the calculation won't math.
Okay. No, they won't. Anna the prophetess in the Bible, she said, the prophetess, she said, I will not die until I see the Messiah. I don't want to die until I see the Messiah.
Mm.
Anna, the prophetess,
mm.
right? She was actually 84 years when she saw the Messiah. Why is this important? Because after these 7 years, after the 7 years, the second coming of Jesus, that's when all eyes will see the Messiah.
Oh, the same way she saw.
The same way she saw the Messiah.
Okay.
In 2032. Yes.
Sorry, 84 years.
Yeah, she was 84 years.
Yes.
Anna the prophetess was 84 years when she finally saw the Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm.
So Israel will be 84 years when Jesus returns in 2032. 84 again. That's why I said God works with patterns, numbers. Yeah.
Mm.
So when Jesus, the Messiah, comes, rapture. There's a difference between rapture and second coming.
The second coming.
Okay. Rapture, two different things.
Mm-hmm.
With rapture, not every eye will see him. Please get this, people of God.
Mm-hmm.
With rapture, the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16,
mm-hmm.
and the Lord himself will descend, right,
mm-hmm.
with a shout, with a voice of an archangel,
mm-hmm.
and with a trumpet.
With the trumpet.
Mm-hmm. Then
be caught up.
Then the dead in Christ will rise up first.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then we who are still alive will be caught up together with them in the cloud, in the sky. Yeah.
This is on the 20?
The 23rd, 24th.
Last letter of September.
23rd, 24th.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yes.
It's not a sarcastic laugh. I'm just
get it. We are following.
Processing.
Yeah. Then, I know it's very much overwhelming.
Yeah.
Even I myself sometimes.
It's not just over. It's more than over. It's causing anxiety.
It's causing a lot of, even myself, I'm not ready.
So, let's follow the steps. So that's when the rapture is going to happen.
Mm,
eh?
Mm.
I want you to now go. I'm waiting for the second coming.
Right.
So after that, what happens?
This is why I want to draw this prophetic timeline very quickly.
Okay.
Yeah. I also wanted to do the seven feasts of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So when I come again, I'm going to do the human anatomy, right?
Okay.
A human anatomy. God didn't just create us. Remember that Christ is the head of the church.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then there are seven bones actually here that make up the neck. There are seven bones here.
Mm.
There are actually seven bones.
Take us back to school.
Uh-huh.
So they represent the seven churches in the book of Revelation.
Sure.
You remember there are seven churches there?
Yeah.
Yeah, in the book of Revelation. And then the ribs are actually 12, right? There are 12 tribes of Israel.
Yes.
So Christ coming in the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Christ coming and tabernacling with the people. Right,
and the tabernacle. And 12 disciples as well.
12 disciples as well. Mm. And also, if you check the tabernacle of Moses,
mm.
yeah, the tabernacle of Moses, it had the Ark of the Covenant,
mm.
and then it had the seven, the golden lampstand,
mm.
or the menorah. What do you call the menorah in Revelation?
Yeah.
The one that has seven candles.
Yeah.
Aha, the ones that like that. They represent the seven churches,
mm.
seven bowls, seven seals. There's mm. in the book of Revelation, there are seven bowls, there are seven seals, there are seven trumpets, seven angels,
mm. yeah.
seven God. God is not just random, guys. There mm. are numbers. So people, I've always heard people say, why are you calculating? God is a mathematician, people. He's the highest mathematician.
But a lot of prophets are, you understand, intricate mm. with those details.
You understand?
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is why if you multiply the seven
mm.
times 12, it mm. gives you 84 again.
Oh.
Yeah. If you multiply 7 by 12,
by
it
12.
Gives you 84, actually.
So we are back at 84.
Back at 84.
Yeah.
Aaron, the high priest,
mm.
was 84 years when he was consecrated in the temple.
Sure.
Melchizedek was 84 years when he was consecrated in the temple. Jacob, mm. when he married Leah and Rachel,
mm. yeah.
he was 84 years yeah. old. Jacob, when he went to Laban, I have a lot to say, guys.
You have a lot.
Yeah, let's
go from the rapture. I want to know the second coming yeah. of Jesus. When is it from rapture?
Okay, so let's
wrap
it up.
The rapture established, you said it's happening on the 24th of September.
23rd, after
the
24th.
23rd and 24th yeah, is the 2 days. We'll discuss it when you come back for the second time,
sure.
right?
Yeah.
Mm.
And then from then,
the 7 years
of tribulation, mm. right?
Mm.
And then what happens after that?
Yeah, let me just do it as a...
The timeline, yeah.
Yeah, the timeline, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me just start it from Pentecost, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Pentecost. Now, Pentecost, let's say it's a church.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's when the Holy Spirit descended.
Mm-hmm.
Now, remember Jesus said in Acts chapter 1, verse 5, tarry in Jerusalem until the promise of the Father comes,
mm-hmm.
which is the Holy Spirit. And then when it comes upon you, it will give you power to be witnesses.
Mm.
Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and all the uttermost mm-hmm. parts of the world. So now, in Pentecost happened, okay, Jesus speaks in John 1, verse 8. He says that in John 1, verse 8. And then Acts 1, verse 8, that's when Jesus says, tarry in Jerusalem for the promise of the Father.
Mm.
Now in Acts chapter 2, verse 1, they are gathered in Jerusalem in the upper room.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit descends and all
mm-hmm.
that. So after Pentecost,
mm-hmm.
what you then see is, okay, at Pentecost, what Jesus was doing, he was giving birth to the church.
Okay.
Before the coming of the Holy Spirit, there was no church. There was mm-hmm. only temples.
Okay.
The church, what we call church today, mm-hmm. began in Acts chapter 2.
When
he poured out his spirit.
Yeah.
So what makes church is the Holy Spirit. I have to say this while we are still here.
Mm.
The reason why all the bad stuff that's not happening is not happening is because of the presence of the church in the world.
Mm-hmm.
We are the restrainer.
Mm.
Because of the prayers of the saints, the bad that has to happen is not happening.
Mm.
It is after rapture, after we are taken away,
the protection is gone.
Then the protection is gone. The Holy Spirit is gone. The covering is gone.
Mm.
That's when tribulation begins.
Mm.
So this is why I don't subscribe.
Then the Antichrist now has power because they've nothing blocking.
There's nothing blocking.
Yeah.
This is why I don't believe in mid tribulation or post tribulation.
Mm.
There are three tribulation theories,
mm-hmm.
right? There's pre tribulation,
mm-hmm.
there's mid tribulation,
yeah.
there's post tribulation.
Yeah.
Pre tribulation, it's when the rapture happens first, then tribulation happens. Pre
yes.
means before. So before tribulation happens, we are taken. We are out. The word rapture itself actually means catching away. It's harpazo. It's a Greek word. Harpazo.
Mm-hmm.
Means to catch. Mm-hmm. Right? To be caught up. Or to be rescued.
Okay.
To escape. We escape danger. That's imminent. Danger before it comes, we are escaping.
Mm-hmm.
Then danger comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now, I'm going to reveal who the Antichrist is when I come.
And you remember last time, actually, I did ask Mr. Joshua as well. I was like, there's so many teachings, especially on the internet, about the tribulation being before rapture and the tribulation being after rapture. Mm. There's so many teachings. And some Christians don't understand why there's confusion. I'm like, well, of course it's going to be confusion. Yeah, sure. Because it's, remember, it's teachings, it's revelations as well. These are things of the spirit. There's scripture, but the scripture then needs to be decoded, unpacked.
Yeah.
And you must find revelation in that.
Yeah, true.
And how people then receive it and teach to people, they're taught differently.
Mm.
And those things need to be taught right.
Right.
There's another email that said, we are already in tribulation.
Mm.
This is why I'm saying
emails.
You understand? And then other people are like, nope, tribulation happens immediately after rapture. He will come and take his church.
Yeah.
Then there's going to be tribulation.
I mean, remember, guys, we, the church, we are the bride of Christ.
Mm.
Can you abuse your bride, guys? Like, come on, let's be sensible. You know, that's why God said, come, let us reason together.
Mm.
Our God is reasonable, and he wants us to reason. He wants us to be reasonable. Mm. You know, we have to be... Can Christ really abuse this church? Can Christ allow us to be under the rule of Antichrist? That is not possible.
Mm.
Jesus has to take his bride, because he loves his bride.
Mm-hmm.
Take them from danger. We have believed in him.
Yes.
We have loved him. How can he allow us to go through... guys, do you know what tribulation is? Do you know what's going to be happening in tribulation?
Mm.
A lot of terrible things are going to happen.
Mm.
How can Christ allow us to go through those things? Mm. So right now, Abu Russia and USA, they are ready with their bombs.
Mm. Mm. Mm.
Their hands are on their triggers.
Mm.
How can we be bombed on World War III? How can we die like that? Christ has to take us away from those things.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, there's a lockdown that is coming. I'm speaking as a prophet now. There's a lockdown that is coming. It's very, very imminent. It's very, 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 very. I don't know if August will finish. I don't know if August will finish.
So before rapture, there's going to be...
There's going to be a lockdown. Yes.
For what?
Again.
There's another disease that has been man-made. It's a pandemic. Right? There are certain things that I'm going to reveal that will require me to be in hiding after. Because there's a lot of things that are very dangerous that I'm going to reveal here. I know who the Antichrist is.
Yo.
I'm going to show you the Antichrist. You won't believe. The Antichrist is actually a very young person. Very, very, very young.
Hey.
I'm talking about... And the Antichrist is a child. I will show you. A lot of terrible things are going to happen.
Mm.
I've already prophesied a lot and already are fulfilled. If you go through on my Facebook, I prophesied about floods. I said August is the month of floods.
Mm.
Because just before a woman gives birth, Revelation chapter 12 verse 2, talks about the woman giving birth to a child.
Mm.
And after she gives birth to a child, God hides her.
Mm.
And then God hides her, that woman. That woman is Mary in the book of Revelation.
Mm.
She has to be hidden. And then there's going to be a war between the dragon and the woman and all those things.
Mm.
So now, when the woman is about to give birth, any woman, when she's about to give birth, water comes out first.
Mm-hmm.
Water breaks.
Mm. Yeah.
So this is why it floods. So I prophesied that there's going to be floods. Right now, if you check all over internet, there's floods everywhere. I saw Christians mocking and scoffing that prophecy, but right now it's been fulfilled. There are floods everywhere. This shows that it's about to be birth. Now, remember again, my date of birth, 7 June 1995.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit told me that count how many months from June.
Mm.
From June is July, August, September. 3 months.
Mm.
So you are landing on September. I'm answering also the question of September. Why September?
Mm.
Why are you so certain it's September? Because now I turned 30 years this year.
Mm.
Right? I turned 30. I know I'm all over the place, guys. Please bear with me.
Mm.
So remember, 30 years, Christ Jesus
started his ministry.
Started ministry 30 years. How many years did he preach? 3 years.
So right? Wait, hold on.
He lived, yeah.
So you are saying based on because of your call, because someone would say, my birthday is in January.
Yeah.
I'm trying to calculate it.
Yeah,
and it's not mathing. But you're saying, with your numbers, it makes sense why you have this particular message.
Message,
okay.
So it's you take my 30 years, me 10, 30 years, and then you add my 3 months, which lands on?
September.
On September.
Mm.
So it's 30 plus 3. It's 33, but not years.
Yes.
With me, it's months. So it's 30 years plus 3 months. So he was just showing me that it was just a fun fact to see. Look at also.
It's like extra confirmation.
Extra confirmation.
Layer of confirmation.
You understand? Look, you are born in June.
When is the second coming?
Yeah, so I was going there. Oh, man. That's what
in
I told
closing.
You.
In closing.
In closing.
We'll get in depth with it.
Yes. Yeah.
But I want to know.
Because I also
then
want us to have an episode just on the feasts.
On the different feasts.
So after Pentecost, it's rapture.
Are we going to have time? Because Rapture is in September. When are you coming back? I mean, it's August.
I really have to. I have to frequent this. I have to frequent the studio, guys. I have to be here many times.
So tomorrow you must come back because we've got less than three weeks before Rapture.
You understand?
Yeah.
So I have to.
We'll have this conversation. Where are we going after Rapture?
Yeah.
Where we will be? Then we'll be like, you are supposed to come back.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you
sure.
know.
Yeah,
really,
right.
you know. Like so you booked your birthday trip for Jan. Sorry.
Okay, sure.
Let's go.
Yeah. So you remember that Jesus after burial, after resurrection,
yes. yeah.
he was with the disciples
yes.
For 40 days mm. and 40 nights. Mm. Then on the 41st day, he was now taken with the cloud.
Okay, yeah.
Right, was taken with the cloud. And then the disciples were encouraged, they were comforted, mm. that don't worry. The one who, when you see him going, he will return the same way.
Come back, yeah.
So that's Rapture also. He will come again with a cloud.
Yeah.
You saw him being lifted with a cloud. He will come
yes,
back with a cloud.
Come back.
Yeah. So now, Jesus left.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm. At Pentecost, Jesus left. Mm-hmm. Then the substitute came, which is the Holy Spirit.
The, Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm.
the descending of the Holy Spirit.
I will not leave you alone, but I'll leave you
I will not
Holy
leave you alone.
Spirit, yeah.
So the one who ascended is going to descend again
mm-hmm.
with Rapture.
Mm-hmm.
So after Pentecost comes Rapture.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
After Rapture comes what?
Tribulation.
Mm-hmm. Now, tribulation will take 7 years.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right? Tribulation will take 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this 7 years is divided into two. 3.5 years plus 3.5 years.
Okay.
Yeah, 3.5 plus 3.5. If you put it together, it makes 7 years.
Yeah.
Now, immediately after Rapture, there will be mm-hmm. chaos all over the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the midst of that chaos,
mm-hmm.
the Antichrist will come.
Mm-hmm.
And when he comes, he will come as though he's a man of peace. Daniel prophesied about him in Daniel 9.
Yeah,
yes.
yeah.
He'll come as if. Okay. Oh, sorry about that.
Can continue.
Right. He will come as if he's about to restore peace and order.
Yeah.
Yes. He'll say, no, don't worry. They'll actually put it out on media. This is why. Don't you wonder?
It will feel like a relief. Like, who finally?
You understand? Mm-hmm. Don't you wonder why AI is so rampant right now? Have you realized that right now we can be sitting like this, mm-hmm. and a video can be made, as if you are drinking something or you're doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
They can manipulate
anything
right now.
Mm-hmm.
Why did they do that? Because they are preparing for Rapture. They will say, "Ah, no, this thing is not real. It was AI. It was aliens abducted."
Yeah. Yeah.
Then people will relax. Those that are left behind.
Sure.
And that's how it will be explained away, like that. Ah, no, it was just nothing.
Yeah.
And then that man will come, Antichrist.
Yeah.
He will promise peace.
Yes.
But the peace that he's promising is false peace. It's not real peace.
Okay.
So it will look like, for the first 3.5 years, it will look like there's a lot of peace.
Better, yeah.
And then after 3.5 years, right
change.
In the middle, during that 7 year tribulation period.
Tribulation, yeah.
In the middle,
mm-hmm.
Of the 7 years.
Yeah.
After 3.5 years, he will come and sit in the temple in Jerusalem. He will claim himself to be God. He will come and sit in the temple in Jerusalem. And that will kickstart the wrath of God. Because there are two tribulations.
Mm.
There's tribulation and great tribulation.
Okay.
Right?
So great tribulation comes
in the second half.
The latter, yeah.
Yeah, in the second half, in the second 3.5 years.
Yeah, yeah,
it will be the great tribulation. What will kickstart the great tribulation is when God's wrath is upon the Jews who allows the Antichrist
to rule.
Sit in the temple where God sits. Because I told you that Jerusalem is the city of God.
Yes.
Sure.
Jerusalem is in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
That is where the heart of God is.
Yeah.
So if you allow the Antichrist
to come and sit
there, you are provoking the anger of God.
Yes.
So that's when the Bible says in Revelation that then I saw the fourth angel blowing a trumpet and then the star fell. That star is called wormwood.
Mm.
Wormwood. That wormwood, do you know that scientifically they are saying there's going to be an asteroid that will hit Earth in 2029. It will land in the water and it will make water bitter. They are calling it an asteroid. The Bible calls it wormwood.
Mm.
They are saying there's going to be a ball that's going to land. These things are all in the Bible.
Mm.
So the Bible calls it wormwood. It's that star that will fall and it will kill many people because it will land in the water.
Mm.
The water that the people are drinking will kill them.
Okay.
So that trumpet, when it blows, John says that. John the Revelator in the book of Revelation. He says that I saw the fourth angel blowing a trumpet. When will that angel blow the trumpet? After the Antichrist assumes the the place of God okay. in Jerusalem. After yeah. he sits
on the throne.
Yeah, but, yeah. That will be when he commits the abomination of desolation. That sin is called abomination of desolation. Mm. Spoken of by Daniel, the prophet, in Daniel chapter 9.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I saw an abomination of desolation. That was Gabriel speaking to Gabriel, the angel of God.
Yeah, yeah,
he was
yeah.
telling Daniel that he's going to sit in I saw an abomination of desolation. It speaks mm-hmm. about the Antichrist. Even yeah. Ezekiel prophesied about the Antichrist.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot to say, guys.
And then it's coming together.
Yeah. Ezekiel, if you study Ezekiel chapter.
We are in school, eh?
Hey.
Mm. TA, the teacher is.
So if you study, if you study, there's prophets in the book of Ezekiel. Mm-hmm. If you study chapter 25,
mm-hmm.
right? Chapter 26, chapter 27, chapter 28. Mm-hmm. When you get to 28, it's actually the middle point. If you go to Ezekiel chapter 28, mm-hmm. you will see that it speaks about Antichrist. If you go to chapter 29, chapter 30, chapter 31, chapter 32, that is the second coming.
Mm-hmm.
Rapture 25, 32, second coming. If you go in the middle, right in the middle of the chapters,
mm.
from chapter 25 to chapter 32,
mm-hmm.
right in the middle,
mm.
you will see that Ezekiel is speaking about the Antichrist.
Mm.
To confirm
yeah.
that indeed, the seven durations, your tribulation, yeah. right in the middle, the Antichrist.
As it ends, then it's the second coming where now Jesus comes to save. Well, the earth will be destroyed.
Yeah, so, oh God. So after in the middle of the tribulation period,
mm-hmm.
the Antichrist comes and sits in the temple.
Mm-hmm.
The great wrath, the great tribulation begins.
Yes.
And then after all those things are happening, all those yeah. terrible things for the remaining of the 7 years,
yeah.
immediately after the 7 year tribulation ends, mm-hmm. then Christ comes. It is the second coming.
Okay.
He's coming with us.
Mm-hmm.
The saints that were raptured.
And the ones that were left behind.
Yeah, the saints that were taken up during rapture.
Yes.
During the 7 year tribulation,
mm-hmm.
we won't be here.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can come back.
With him.
With him. So if yeah. we are here, this already dispels, it already kills the mid tribulation theory.
Yes, okay. Yes. Yeah.
Because if we are coming on the second coming, but we are also in the tribulation, no, it doesn't make sense.
Yes.
So this is why there will be those that are raptured,
mm-hmm.
there will be Christians that remain.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That is not the end for Christians.
Yes. Yeah.
God is giving, will be giving the Christians a second chance.
Okay.
But now, unfortunately,
it's gonna be hard.
It will be hard. Yeah. It will be by beheading.
7 years. Yeah.
That is
yeah.
that's when the Antichrist will behead.
Yeah. For those who believe in Christ.
For
yeah.
those that remained who didn't believe that Jesus is coming.
Yes.
Because when Jesus comes in rapture, he will be looking for hearts that are prepared for him. He'll be looking for people that are holding oils, that have lamps with oil.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he'll take those, and then other Christians will remain.
Mm-hmm.
The only way to go to heaven during that tribulation period mm-hmm. will be by when you refuse the mark of the beast,
yeah. mm-hmm.
the mark of the Antichrist.
Yes.
Then your head is chopped off.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's how your spirit goes to heaven.
Okay,
that's the only way. Jesus will never come back again for rapture. Never. Once rapture happens, there's no other rapture. Once he's gone, the only way for you to join the saints in heaven
mm-hmm.
is when your head is being chopped.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way you can go to heaven.
Mm.
So there's still hope for you if you remain in rapture.
Okay.
That's the only hope for you to go to heaven. Then those that were raptured, now we are coming back at the second coming with Jesus
okay.
to make war with the beast. Remember, John said, I saw a beast coming out of the sea and with 10 horns
mm-hmm.
and 7 heads.
Mm-hmm.
So horns there, actually, yes. 10 horns. Horns there are years, heads are months. So the Antichrist will be 10 years and 7 months. Okay, I'll talk about it some other time. I will show you the Antichrist. I will show you with a proof. There's an article right now that's there. You can see that this child, I will show you that this child is 4 years right now. And in 2032, he'll be actually 10 years and 7 months. That will be Antichrist. So I don't want to get into that. I will talk about it. But after 7 years, the second coming of Christ, we are coming together. We're going to make war with the beast. After that, we are going to defeat him and all those things. After we defeat, at the second coming, after we defeat,
mm-hmm.
then what will happen is it's going to be a 1,000 millennial, what do you call millennial reign,
okay.
where Christ will rule for 1,000 years on earth, right? For 1,000 years on earth, Christ will rule, millennial reign. After 1,000 years of millennial reign, after Christ rules for 1,000 years, then there'll be the great white throne. Now, the great white throne, that will be the judgment day of God. Everyone will appear before the judgment day of God. So now after rapture, during the 7 years tribulation, Christ will be judging the saints. After, during this seven years. While the 7 years tribulation is happening, Christ will judge the saints, the Christians.
That's when our judgment.
That's when our judgment occurs.
Okay.
But after the second coming, John says, I saw a great white throne.
Mm-hmm.
And both the small and great were standing before the throne.
Mm-hmm.
Now that is the devil. The devil will be judged first, and all the demons and all unbelievers and all those that rejected God and all those that are in hell right now. So right now, if you die and you're an unbeliever, you don't believe in Christ, you are living in sinful lifestyle, right now you wait in hell. You wait in hell. Hell, that's where you wait. That's the waiting area.
That's your waiting room. So after judgment, you go back to hell.
That's what I want to explain. Yeah. After judgment day, now there's a lake of fire. Now, that's where the Bible says hell will be thrown into the lake of fire.
So what happens in hell now?
Right now in hell, there are demons. Hell is a very dark place. Mm. Very, very hot. Very, very smelly. There's a very strong stench there. Mm. Demons are torturing people. Mm. You know, skin is falling off of people, and it's coming again. People are burning. People are screaming there. There's a lot of stench there. There's a worm that doesn't die there. There's no food. There's no water. There's nothing there.
Mm.
Only the darkness is very pitch black. It's as if it's living. It's almost as if it's living.
Mm.
Everything
so that's
there.
That's what I'm trying to understand. That you are in hell. You come out. You go back to hell.
No.
Where there's fire.
No.
Or it's not hell anymore.
Hell will
no,
be.
No, no. Hell will be fire. Thrown. In the lake of fire.
So hell will burn.
Yeah, hell itself will burn, and the devil will burn, and demons. Now, in the lake of fire, not even the devil can do anything. The devil will no longer torture people. Demons will no longer. That is the ultimate place. That is where now.
That's when you've denied God, like you've denied him.
Yeah, in the lake, like the lake of fire, the same way that there's tabernacle, right? Tabernacle is where God will tabernacle with his people forever. Like that is where the whole story ends with us. On our side, the story ends when we tabernacle with
God.
So
the lake of fire, you don't die, you've burned forever.
You burn forever. So I'm saying with us, the tabernacle is the last thing that will be happening.
Oh, okay.
With the devil, the last thing is the lake of fire.
Okay.
Right now there's hell. And then after hell, after the great white throne, after judgment, the devil will be thrown in the lake of fire. The demons will be thrown in the lake of fire.
Hell will be thrown in the lake of fire.
Yeah. Unbelievers and all those that rejected God will be thrown in the lake of fire.
Mm-hmm.
Now that is the end of the end of the end of the end of the end. Now that is the lake of fire will be there forever and ever 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 and ever. And ever. And
I have so many questions, especially with the last part. I have so many questions, but we've said so much.
A mouthful.
And I'm sure the comment section is going to go...
wild.
Yeah, very wild.
When did we get here?
Yes, because I'm like,
conversation
I thought I die, I go to heaven, and then it's a peace forever. Why am I coming back again?
I mean, even like the stories that I've been
like,
through the
I don't want to come back. Yeah. When did we get here? And also, we've been having comments, you know, in emails, and people were saying, you know, I'm interested in what's going to happen after the 24th of September.
Yeah. Yes,
if rapture doesn't happen, and, you know,
are you guys going to come back and talk?
We can host... all of these guests who are saying rapture is happening on the 24th of September.
Yeah.
Well, either or, everyone
you
is
are confident
allowed.
Enough, ne?
I'm confident enough.
You are 100% confident.
Listen, this is what the devil is doing. It's capturing the minds of the saints. Everything, Christians seem to be forgetting that everything we do it by faith. So everything that God is telling me, I have no other choice but to have faith in what he's telling me. There's no way I could have added together.
So you are not planning for any day after the 24th of September?
I've actually got about 3 or 4 gigs that I've turned down. And they're going to give me a lot of money. I turned them down.
Because you're not
going to
be here.
They are coming. I'm not going to be here. I've turned them down because...
So you're not making any plans for after September?
The Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways.
Wow.
So if Jesus tells you something, God tells you something, yeah. you yeah. stick to it. You must never have unbelief
so
in heart.
So you are getting ready for that day.
I'm getting ready for that
are
day.
Are you excited for that day?
Some days I am. Some days I'm like, am I really ready?
Yeah.
You know, so it's only by the grace of God, if really Jesus raptures me. So I cannot say anything.
Our time is up. Sorry, guys. We wanna continue with the episode, but we cannot because we have run out of time.
Yeah.
We hope that you found this episode insightful, and we cannot wait to hear what you have to say. We are in the same shoes as you. We are listening. We are learning. We have our own views, our own opinions, but we're interested in what you have to say. Keep the emails coming. The email address is down below. Keep the comments coming in the comment section down below.
Yes, and honestly, like, I really hope that you don't have anxiety, stress, and you know, like, negative emotions around it. Because, you know, it's like if somebody tells you, for example, the scripture, no one knows the day or the hour. If somebody says to you, you're going to die tomorrow, imagine the anxiety that that causes you. If somebody is saying to you, next month, we're being raptured, we're not going to be here. I think we underestimate the fact that people are different and how some people may receive that, right? Whereas you have a right to be obedient to your call to God. So we really like...
And you have the capacity.
The capacity to handle it because you are called for that. So... with caution, we hope that you are okay and receiving it well. And I would love to hear your feedback in the comment section or via email. But we appreciate our guests for bringing files. You know, it's always brings files
and a board.
Wow. We appreciate the effort and the time taken. But he will be back because I think we're just like on the surface.
May I please put a disclaimer?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, please. This is the last thing.
Yeah.
I'm hearing God saying I must tell people that I'm not the standard. Right, he is. I know I spoke a lot about my names and all that, but I'm not the standard. Christ is. So I'm not saying I'm Christ. I'm not saying I'm any. Listen, I'm here. I'm sent by God. I'm not the standard. Christ is. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much. We've come to the end. For myself, Innocent.
And myself, Millicent.
And our lovely teacher guest.
The prophet.
Amen.
Thanks for watching. It's bye for now. I've been through the most. Been through the most.